Standing in the midst of this metal shop, there's an overwhelming sense of power and of energy, and even danger. Perhaps it is from the massive machinery that fills the room, each with their own capabilities to cut, mold, and bend steel with ease. This is the studio in which Cache Valley artist Michael Bingham works every day. We chatted together next to a giant 9-foot-tall skeleton of an astronaut made out of steel rods and rebar. When thinking about what he could make that would align with the public art project's theme, flying objects, he said an astronaut is immediately what came to mind.
Probably a combination of things. Childhood dreams of wanting to be an astronaut, you know, maybe like every other little boy, but there's some of that. I've always been fascinated with space, and especially the part that appeals to me is the idea of being weightless. And this sculpture I'm making actually will be very heavy. I'm guessing it's going to be somewhere over 400 pounds, but trying to make the magic where it looks like it's floating and that nothing's holding it up has been a big challenge. There's a lot of problems to solve in doing that, but I think it's working out pretty well.
And it is that problem-solving aspect that he finds so intriguing in art. Along with his own professional art projects, he said he's also passionate about teaching those skills to others and recently began teaching art at Mountain Crest High School.
I have 7 children of my own, and most of whom are graduated from high school now. They came out of school with very little imagination, very little creative problem-solving ability. You know, they knew the answers to a lot of test questions, but when it came to real-world just problem-solving, they were kind of lost, and that was frustrating to me. And I realized that there was very little in our education system that helped kids learn problem-solving skills. Sometimes I call my art class problem-solving class. What can an art class where there are no set solutions, there's no one right answer, you can use your imagination and innovation to solve the problem in a number of ways. Like, how can you use those skills in the future? And you talk to any industry, any business, they're looking for employees that can do that, that can just use their own imagination and solve problems that haven't been solved.
He emphasizes that some of the best stuff comes out of making mistakes. In making mistakes, you happen upon some unexpectedly great ideas, often better than you originally thought. As he mentioned before, the toughest part of this project has been figuring out how to make this bulky astronaut appear weightless. He's doing this by bending steel rods to make an air hose, which will hold the sculpture up. This has been an exercise in patience and perseverance, with plenty of failures along the way.
The new solution of making this air hose work is going to be visually more interesting than what I had planned, but it also solves the problem. So I think it'll look even better because of that. That's kind of the whole process. It's like you think you have an idea of how something's going to work. A lot of the times that doesn't work out. So then you have to think again and try something else. There's a lot of failure involved. You know, a lot of the things I'm trying, they don't work. So I have to try something else, and that doesn't work. And so I try something else. In our society, we put this thing about, you know, how bad it is to fail. In my art classes, I try to present opportunities where, and show it's okay to fail because we learn something there, you know, and that'll send us in a different direction. You have to be kind of flexible.
He says there's something deeply exhilarating about dreaming up something that has never been done before and then setting out doing it. He also has some advice for those of us who consider ourselves non-artistically inclined.
I would say to people, just make something. You know, it doesn't have to be a 9-foot-tall astronaut. Start small. Get some clay. Get some paints. Get a pencil and draw a picture. Just the act of creating something brings something into my life that I wouldn't want to be without. And I think I meet too many people who don't have that. They don't really make anything. And there's a joy there that I hope everybody experiences.
To see the completed sculpture yourself, visit downtown Salt Lake City at the corner of South Temple and West Temple, in front of Abravanel Hall, after it is installed on September 27th. For Utah Public Radio, this is Allie Snow.